Nearly 2 years after Governor Walker signed a bill requiring women seeking abortions to have mandatory ultrasounds, elected officials are considering another abortion-related measure. This bill would ban non-emergency abortions after 20 weeks. Its Senate author, Mary Lozick, says there's a compelling reason the state should step in.
This bill is about prohibiting abortions at the time the child is capable of feeling pain, 5 to 5.5 months.
Lozick spoke at a Capitol hearing this week where lawmakers heard passionate testimony from doctors, women, and social issue groups. Both supporters and opponents of the bill say science is on their side.
We can probably put a file cabinet in each of your offices with the studies and the data that confirm that the child does feel pain at 20 weeks.
During the five-hour hearing, each side tried to pick apart the other's arguments. The Wisconsin Medical Society, which opposes the bill, pointed to peer-reviewed studies showing a fetus doesn't feel pain until the third trimester. That's also the determination of the largest national group representing obstetricians and gynecologists. But the bill's assembly author, Jesse Kramer, disagrees.
A lot of these studies, first of all, are quite old. Secondly, they're very subjective, the people that wrote them. The science that we're looking at and the studies we're looking at are actually done by fetal surgeons and anesthesiologists.
Some of the research he referred to was in turn criticized as observational and not going through rigorous study. But whether a fetus feels pain at that stage may not be the issue that determines the bill's fate. Some Republicans who would otherwise support this kind of legislation are concerned because there's no exemption for incest or rape. Governor Walker said he'd sign the bill regardless. But it's an issue that troubles Dr. Kathy Hartke, chair of the Wisconsin chapter of the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists.
There's no exception for a child whose body is not capable of getting to term and having a healthy pregnancy and the abuse that that would place her under.
The bill allows abortions after 20 weeks if the mother's life is in danger. Representative Paul Tittle told Hartke that doctors would not face penalties if there's a medical emergency.
As a doctor, are you afraid that you're not going to be able to make a determination if it's a medical emergency and appropriate document that?
It is so ambiguous, and honestly, I think this is to scare us all from doing any of these.
Another doctor opposed to the bill is concerned it could backfire and actually result in more abortions. That's because the tests to check for fetal abnormalities are usually done close to 20 weeks. Stephen Leutner is a neonatologist and bioethicist at Children's Hospital in Wisconsin.
Women might have to make decisions, be forced to make difficult decisions before they have to. I'm worried there are going to be fetuses that are aborted who could have been in our unit being taken care of and doing well.
According to the Guttmacher Institute, 14 states have adopted such laws. 3 have been struck down. Shamine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.